Hello, and welcome to the Mindful Teacher K-12 podcast. My name is April Hughes, and I am the Mindful Teacher. My goal for starting this podcast really was to provide a way for teachers to have access to readily available activities and strategies that they could implement into their daily lives and into their classroom easily and quickly without any need for research or investigation. I am a certified yoga teacher, and through that experience and through my experience of being in the classroom for 18 years, I have discovered a plethora of strategies to help with my classroom management and help manage my own stress and to promote overall wellness within my classroom to my students, and to do that effectively and efficiently in a way that builds community. So this season, in season two, my goal is to give a takeaway strategy for teachers to easily implement into their lives and into their classrooms so that they can be happy and healthy and stay sane one podcast at a time. Hello, beautiful listeners. Welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of the Mindful Listener K-12. Today we're going to talk about the idea of gratitude and appreciation. Now, I know that these concepts are not new to anybody out there that is listening, but I want to try to put it in a different perspective for the listeners out there today. And I'm going to start with a daily teaching from The Secret. And the daily teaching says this: there is a difference between feeling gratitude and appreciation for something and feeling attachment to something. Appreciation and gratitude are states of pure love, while attachment contains fear, fear of losing or not having what you are attached to. When it comes to something you want in your life, appreciation and gratitude attract, and attachment pushes away. If you are feeling afraid that you will not get what you want, or losing what you have, then you have attachment. To remove the attachment, keep shifting yourself into a state of appreciation and gratitude until you can feel that the fear has gone. Now, the reason that I started this quote today was very purposeful in nature, because of the fact that oftentimes there is a lot of stress and anxiety around the attachments we have as teachers. And if you've been teaching for as long as I have, going on year 18, we become attached to certain things in our classroom, maybe certain procedures that we have developed, ways of doing things, certain curriculum, certain units, certain novels, certain assessments. The list can go on and on and on. So what I want to encourage you to do is I want to encourage you to think about where in your teaching profession, or think about places in your own personal life that you have developed attachments to certain either physical items, ways of doing things, mindset. In other words, where do you have a growth mindset when it comes to your teaching style and where it comes to things that are happening around you? And where do you have a mindset of, like, I am not going to even listen to this, whatever, fill in the blank, the professional development, I'm not going to listen to another way of doing things because my way is the best way to do things. So the reason that I want to continue on this thread is because of the fact that oftentimes we are our own worst enemy when it comes to developing curriculum, making changes, implementing new things. We say that we're lifelong learners, but we're really very attached to the ways that we do things. And there is a certain amount of, what is the word I'm looking for? There's a certain amount of credibility that goes to that, because I know that as an educator, there's things that I've been working on for years, procedures, curriculum, ways of doing things, classroom management styles that I know work. So why am I changing something just for the sake of changing something? That's ridiculous. So I'm not saying never, you know, I mean, that if you know something works, keep it. So I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that where are we creating our own anxiety, and where are we creating our own stress when it comes to the fact that we develop these attachments about certain things or ways of doing things, and really by doing that, we're pushing away the gratitude, we're pushing away the appreciation, and we're not allowing for that to come into our lives. So I want to frame it in that way of, in order to have appreciation and gratitude and attract those things into our lives, we have to be willing to let some things go. And this could be physical things, and it can be emotional things, and it could be mindsets, the way that we do things. And I'll go back to what I talked about in the last episode, which nobody really cares about hearing about my diet, but I've been seeing a nutritionist, and I've cut out dairy and gluten from my diet for a multitude of reasons, but primarily to try to reduce my anxiety levels and stress levels, because those can contribute to that. So I really had to let go of what I thought I knew about food, what I thought I knew about diet. So I had my mind shift about my diet, and I really had to let go of the attachments that I have formed for exactly my entire life. So, you know, I had to let go of the fact that, yeah, I'm not going to be able to eat cheese. I can't drink beer unless it's gluten-free. And just like all the things that went through my head about this. But when I let go of these things, I allowed the gratitude and appreciation come in to my life, and the attachment of the fact that I thought I could never live without certain things in my diet was completely gone. And I started to appreciate the fact that I was feeling better. I didn't feel as bloated. My jeans were fitting better. I didn't feel like crap every time I went to try to put on clothes and I felt like they were tight. All those things went away, and I started to appreciate what eliminating gluten and dairy out of my diet was doing for me mentally and physically. So I want you to think about in your life, in your classroom, in the way that you conduct your daily activities, where can you let go of something, an attachment that you might have, and that could be physical, it could be, you know, books, it could be, you know, a procedure, it could be a novel that you're afraid, what happens if I can never teach this again? Or maybe you have a feeling of fear about what happens if, you know, one of my colleagues retires or transfers or goes on maternity leave. What happens if we get a new principal? All of those things are fear-based, and by allowing that fear into your life, you're forming an attachment that is pushing away the gratitude and the appreciation that you could be having. So the best advice I can give you is what I do, which is make a list. Make a list of the things that you feel like you're overly attached to. And a list of the things that you feel are pushing away the opportunities of gratitude and appreciation in your life. So I think that this will help either declutter your physical space to bring in gratitude and appreciation for what you have, or it might help you to let go of some attachments that you might have formed with certain procedures, curriculum, protocol, ways of doing things in your classroom, at your grade level, in your team meetings, at your school, and bring in more appreciation and gratitude around those things. And I always feel like it's super important as teachers that we go through a phase of decluttering our classroom, our space, cleaning out our cabinets, and making room for new ideas and new things that will bring more joy into our physical space and into our curriculum. So even though most of us are digital in today's day and age, every teacher that's been teaching for over 5 years has probably accumulated quite a bit of paper things, as I know I have. So kind of just going through and recycling and thinking, why am I keeping this? What do I need it for? If I get rid of this, what could I put in its place? Maybe something more exciting, more beautiful. Maybe it's a more engaging book. Maybe it is, you know, a more exciting STEM-based lesson plan. Whatever it is, when you get rid of it, then you have room for new things. So this also is super effective in your own personal life with your physical and your physical things are things that we get overly attached to, and the things that we feel like we can't live without, but we realize once they're gone that sometimes it's just a relief not to have it there. Because sometimes having so many things becomes burden. It's a burden. So I want you to try that on until we meet again. And hopefully we will have some guest speakers coming up in the month of October. So as September comes to a close and we approach October, I want to remind you that October is typically one of the most stressful months for teachers in general, and that's for a variety of reasons. We are coming to the end usually of first quarter. There's parent-teacher conferences. If you have your own kids, you know that there's a lot going on with your own kids probably also, and finding time for ourselves and personal care kind of goes by the wayside in months like October. So I just want to remind you that self-care is critical all the time, but especially in the month of October, because statistically it says, all the research says that this is when teachers' morale seems to dip and decline. And teachers are feeling overstressed, run down, and then that manifests itself in many, many ways. Ultimately, we're not the best that we can be. So I just want to remind you that you have to put on your oxygen mask first before you can help the other passengers. So if a plane is going down and you need to evacuate, you have to put on your oxygen mask first before you can help any of the other passengers. So in this case, you're the pilot in your classroom, and if you are not giving yourself oxygen and you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of the academic, social, emotional needs that all of your students put on you every single day. So you're not being the best that you can be. So you need to make yourself a priority and build in time for yourself. And if that means that you're leaving things at school or certain things don't get done, then that's what it means. But you have to take care of yourself first so that you can be there for your students, which is why we all continue to teach and be the best that we can be for our students every single day. So if you haven't already, make sure you hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to your podcast. My new website is up and going, www.mindfulteacherk12.com. You can follow me at The Mindful Teacher K-12 on Instagram. And you can also find my Mindful Teacher page under my Facebook, which is under April Hughes. And on my new website, everything is linked in there. And then you can also find my blogs, Lifetime Literacy, and also the Mindful Teacher blog that I have. So I'm still kind of getting in the process of making sure everything is organized and working, but things are looking up, and hopefully all of those links and connections are working. If you have any comments or questions, please email them to me or leave them on the podcast so I can answer them when we get together next time. So until we chat next time in October, remember to stay mindful, take care of yourself, and be the best that you can be in your personal and school life.